In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Nothing is impossible for God, nothing. I don't know what you're dealing with today, but nothing is impossible with God, nothing. Jesus said you need the faith of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. I'm telling you today that nothing is impossible with God, and that there is now, N-O-W, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you're being condemned today, it is not from God, it is from the devil, and he wants you to be walking around chasing your tail like a dog chasing his tail. Nothing is impossible with God. Your prayers are kept in the heart of heaven. Your prayers mean much to God. We remember Elizabeth and Zechariah, they had stopped praying for a child because Elizabeth went through the change of life. But those prayers were with the Lord. And even though they had stopped praying for a child, God gave them John the Baptist. Isn't that something? Nothing is impossible with God. Let me just say that again so that you hear it. Nothing is impossible with God. You say it with me? Nothing is impossible with God. I'm looking at the 20th chapter of St. Luke, verse 27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees. Now we remember the Sadducees are Sadducee because they do not believe in the resurrection of the body. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees which deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him, they really want to trick him. They are trying to trick Jesus, saying, "Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took a wife and died childless." See, they're trying to trick Jesus. "And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children, and they all died. Last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she?" They don't even believe in the resurrection. "For seven had her as a wife." Jesus in another place says, "You do not understand the scriptures, nor the power of God." And Jesus answered and said unto them, "The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage." In other words, there's no marrying and no given in marriage in heaven. "Neither can they die any more, for they are equal with the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection." Hallelujah. "Now that the dead are raised," even Moses showed that at the burning bush when he said, "The Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, for he is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. For all live unto him." Oh yes, God is a God of the living. And I'm telling you, Moses and Elijah appeared unto Jesus, and they were living. Hallelujah. They were filled with glory. I'm telling you, this is something that we need to catch on to, that our relatives that died in the faith are with God by the grace of God. And that their faces shine like the sun. I'll never forget the woman who came to me, and she told me about visiting her mother, who had not even a big disease, but she was in the hospital. And when she went to visit her mother, it was a Friday afternoon after she finished work. she said to the mother, Mother, I'm leaving because I'll see you tomorrow. I'm exhausted. Now, the woman, which was the mother, did not have any bad disease, but the woman that went to visit her as the child left, and when she went home, the mother died. And she took this guilt upon herself that it was her fault that the mother died. And so she came to me and she said, why do I see my mother's face shining like the sun? Well, I tell you why. Because your mother is with God. I'll never forget how she got that lifted from her, that guilt, that torment lifted from her. I said, do you believe that Jesus is everywhere? Yes, she is. He is. Do you believe God is everywhere? Yes, He is. Do you believe that He was with you when you left that room? Yes, I do. So we're going to see and peek in the room and see that He was with your mother when she breathed her last. And there was like a dark cloud that was around her that was lifted. And she says, what's happening? I said, well, the Lord is just telling you you didn't do anything wrong and it's going to be fine. And she was fine. She was fine. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing at all. God is the God of the now. But He is also the God of the past, because He can rectify the past if we surrender it to Him. And He is the God of the future, but He is also the God, especially now. His name is Yahweh. He is now with us as God. Then certain of the scribes answered and said, Master, what you say well. And after that, they did not ask Jesus any questions at all. And He said unto them, how do you say that the Christ is David's son? And David himself says in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool. David therefore called him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people, he said unto the disciples, beware of the scribes who desire to walk with long robes and love greetings in the marketplace and get the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. I tell you, Jesus is telling us as priests that we are servants and we are not like the Pharisees and the Sadducees that like to go around in long robes. Oh no, we are called to serve God's people as a result of Jesus dying and rising for us, as a result of Jesus healing us, as a result of Jesus providing for us. We are called to be servants of the Lord. And I'm telling you this, that when I said this morning, take and eat, all of you, this is my body, the Lord said, are you willing to let them chew on you? Are you willing to let them chew on you? You see, that this is not only the body of Christ, but the priest is the person who lets them chew on him. We get called all the time here. I got a call today to pray for someone in Ireland. And so we prayed that the part of the organ that she was having a problem with was not cancerous. The pancreas was not cancerous. People know that they could call me at the times that I'm here, and we always pray for their loved ones. Why? Because Jesus is a healer. Jesus has nothing to do with me, everything to do with Jesus. Jesus is a healer. Jesus gave his life for us. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. Oh yeah. They probably were blowing trumpets saying, I'm giving all this unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting 2 mites. Now you might say, what is a mite? A mite is, 1 mite is equal to 1/8 of a cent. So she gave 1/4 of a cent in the gift treasury. And he said, truthfully, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than all the rest. Why? For all these gave from their abundance, but she from her whole self has cast in everything she had to live on. I see this woman as really emptying herself, not only her pennies, but emptying herself to the Lord, that she's given everything to the Lord. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. We give everything to the Lord. I give my body to the Lord. I give my soul to the Lord. I give my spirit to the Lord. I give my possessions to the Lord. Everything belongs to Him. It's all a gift from the Lord. This is so important. We do not want to think that we own anything ourselves. Everything belongs to the Lord. And you know, one person complained and said, I don't like this tithing. It's from the Old Testament. But if you kind of know what Jesus was talking about, New Testament, you give Him everything. You give Him everything. We start with tithing, then we go with offerings. And I'm telling you, we need to do that. We need to do that. This little lady put everything into the treasury, and she was accounted as the best in the group because she gave it all. Do you give it all? I'm not only talking about money. Do you give it all? Do you give all to Jesus, starting with your sins? Do you give everything to Jesus? Having given Him everything, you are owned by Jesus, not by yourself. I'm telling you, this is so important that we surrender unto the Lord. That word surrender is a word that is barely used anymore, because people don't like to hear it. But we are called to surrender everything we are and everything we have unto the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. This is important, that we surrender our fears, that we surrender our foibles, we surrender our money, we surrender our bodies, we surrender our house, we surrender our cars, we surrender everything to Jesus. And you know what? He gives so much back that you just won't be able to contain it. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which you behold, the temple, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another. It shall all be thrown down. Why? Why? Because they failed to realize their visitation in Jesus. The Jewish people failed to realize the visitation of God in Christ. And so that which they honored so much was going to be destroyed. It happened in the year 70. And they said unto him, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And Jesus said, take heed that you not be deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and the time draws near. Do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet here. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these things happen, lay their hands, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will lay their hands and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Yes, they will do this because we love Jesus. There will be great persecution. This is happening in the Middle East. This happened in the Middle East. Today we hear that some Arabs went into a Jewish synagogue with axes and guns and killed people. How destructive, how evil that is. They were praying morning prayer, and these bandits came in and killed people and wounded people. You see, in the Middle East, many people that are Christians are giving their life to the Lord or for the Lord. Do you pray for the people that are persecuted in the Middle East? I pray every day, almost every day, for them, because they are our brothers and sisters, and they are being led to destruction by the devil himself. Jesus said that these things would come before his appearing on the clouds, that they would be killed for the sake of Jesus. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist. In other words, when you are brought before the courts, when you are brought before the synagogues, don't worry what you are to say. The Holy Spirit will give you the words. Thank you, Jesus. And you shall be betrayed by parents, brethren, kinsfolk, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to put to death, and you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. The Muslims that are vicious hate Jesus, and they hate Christians, and they hate Jews. We must never hate them. We must pray for them that they be converted, but we must also be on our guard lest we be their prey, be their prey. And I tell you, this is happening in the Middle East, and we don't hear too much about it. Not too many people talk about the persecuted souls in the Middle East. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, but there shall not be a hair on your head that shall perish. In your patience, possess your souls. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation is nigh at hand. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Oh yes, there will be a great desolation, a great time of pain. You know, who are these dressed in white in the book of Revelation? These are they that have gone through the period of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white. How? In the blood of the Lamb. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that nurse in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Yes, that happened in the year 70, but it will happen again. Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. What are the time of the Gentiles? That's when Gentiles become Christians. And then after the time of the Gentiles will be the time of the Jews, that the Jews will accept Jesus Christ as Lord, as healer, as deliverer, as provider. when the time of the Gentiles end, then the Jews will accept Jesus. Hallelujah. And there shall be signs in the sun, and on the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves will be roaring. Men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I'm telling you, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But let me tell you what cannot be shaken. The kingdom of God is unshakable. It cannot be shaken. That's why we've got to live in the midst of the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom cannot be shaken. But everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The whole world will be shaken. And people say, well, how will we survive? We're going to survive because our eyes are going to be fixed on Jesus, not on the waves, not on the thunder, not on the lightning, not on the persecution. Our eyes are going to be fixed on Jesus. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. When these things begin to happen, all these things which we're just talking about, look up, for your redemption is nigh at hand. And who is our redemption? Jesus is our redemption. Not somebody else, but Jesus is our redemption. And he has come and will come on the clouds. He has come through the womb of the Virgin Mary, and he will come from heaven as he sits before at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again. You say, when? When all these things are fulfilled in chapter 21 of Luke. All these things are fulfilled. And the Lord says, I will come. And when Jesus says, I will come, he means he's coming. Does that mean he's coming today? Well, in faith he comes today. But one day he's going to come on the clouds, and he's going to separate the lambs from the goats. We remember that in the 25th chapter of Matthew. That's very important, that the Lord will separate the sheep from the goats. And you just better start saying, bah, that you're one of his sheep, that he wants you, and he's looking for you. He's looking that you would give your life to him. This is the time to give your life to Jesus. This is the time of the Gentiles to give your life to Jesus. Maybe there is a Jewish person that's going to give their life to Jesus today. Yes, give your life to Jesus Christ. He is the Lord, and he loves you. And what did I start off by saying? Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. There may be a Muslim listening that you need to give your life to Jesus. Oh, maybe secretly, but you need to say to Jesus, I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Catholics need to give their life to Jesus, because without Jesus we have nothing. Without Jesus we have nothing. We have nothing, nothing, nothing. We are all called to give our lives to Jesus. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God, doing the best that I can. These are the apocalyptic readings. These are the eschatological readings, that Jesus is coming again. But before he comes again, there will be great persecution. There will be signs in the heaven. There will be signs on the earth. There will be signs in the oceans. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But the kingdom cannot be shaken. It's an unshakable kingdom. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God the best way that I know how. I need to hear from you. We need $10,000 to pay for November's bills. This is November. So the address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know that I do not hound you for money. I do not say it every day, but today I need to say it so that we can pay our November's bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We are part of an unshakable kingdom. Whatever happens today, you must keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. We're not expecting him to come today, but no matter what point of anger or hurt or lack you have, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, and things will turn out, because nothing is impossible with Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This prayer is for the Pope. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.